Happy Easter.
Jesus' resurrection.
我们要来读一段的经文。
Let's read the scriptures.
我念中文，张弟兄念英文。这是约翰福音第十九章二十五节，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹，并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和莫大拉的玛利亚。
John chapter 19, starting from verses 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。
When Jesus saw his mother there,And the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Dear woman, here is your son.
又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
And to the disciple, here's your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说，我渴了。
Later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty.
有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里，他们就拿海蓉沾满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。
A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put a sponge on the stalk of the hyssop plant, and lift it to Jesus' lips.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
这是耶稣被钉十字架的情况。
This is the condition that Jesus was nailed to the cross.
他的母亲在十字架下面看着他的儿子。
Under the cross, his mother looked at his son.
还有耶稣的亲属也看着耶稣钉在十字架上面。
As well as his relatives and friends.
还有他的门徒也看着耶稣被钉在十字架上面。
His disciples also.
这些人都成为目击者，看见耶稣被钉在十字架上面。
They were all witnessed to the cross.
当时间到的时候，耶稣就要断气了。
Before he expired,
他说成了。
He said, "It is finished."
这就是完成了。
That means it's completed.
我们知道很多人要死之前都说完了。
We know many people before they die said, "I'm done."
没有人说成了或完成了。
No one say I'm finished.
在中国有三个。人死的时候，他们说了一些的话。
There are three celebrities. There's some famous last words.
孙中山先生说：“革命尚未成功，同志尚需努力。”
Dr. Sun Yat said, "The revolution is not finished yet. Comrades need to continue."
蒋介石说：“忠正之精神，自必与我同志长相左右。”
Chiang Kai-shek said, "My spirit will be with you all the time, comrades."
毛泽东他要死的时候，他把写了一张小纸条交给他的接班人花国锋，说：“你办事我放心，有事问江青。”
Chairman Mao handed a note to his successor. "I am confident in you, but if you get into problem, ask my wife."
这些人他们死的时候，他们都觉得还有一些事情还没有完成。
They don't think they finished what they want to do in life.
所以他们这些人希望继续完成他的事情。
They hope something to still be fulfilled.
但是当耶稣只出来服侍三年的时间，在他三十三岁要死的时候，他却说完成了。
In contrast, after 3 years of ministry, Jesus said, "It is finished."
耶稣在世上的时候对人说，我将为人类的罪而死。
In the world, he repeated said, "I will die for all your sins."
付出代价使人的罪能够得到赦免。
pay the price so that we can be redeemed.
并且他至少四次说了预言，说我死了以后第三天我要从死里复活。
He also predicted he will be resurrected 3 days after his burial.
人类从来没有办法胜过死亡。
No one has ever conquered death.
只有上帝是生命的主宰，生命的源头，他才有能力。
Only the creator of life has this power to resurrect life.
各宗各教的教主，坟墓今天都在，香火鼎盛，人潮不绝。
All the creator of any other religions, their tombs for their creators.
他们都被埋在他们的坟墓里面。
They were all buried in their tombs.
只证明了一件事情。
It is only proved.
这些教主都不是神。
They are not God.
耶稣复活了以后，与他的门徒相处了四十天。
After Jesus' resurrection, he spent 40 days with his disciples.
有许许多多人亲眼看见耶稣。
There were many witnesses.
在历史上有三个文件。
In history, there were 3 documents.
记载耶稣那个时候所发生的事情。
Recorded what happened.
第一个文件是罗马帝国的历史正史。
First is in Roman Empire history.
当时罗马帝国是殖民犹太人巴勒斯坦的地方。
At that time, Palestinians was one of the Roman Empire's colony.
该撒的皇帝派的巡抚比拉多在那个地方管辖犹太人。
Caesar sent Pilate to guard over Israelis.
所以他们也记载了。罗马的正史的里面，今天在美国 国会的图书馆，你可以找到他们所记载的事情。
In Congress Library, we can find the record in Roman Empire history.
他们记载在他们的正史里面说，耶稣的坟墓是空的。
It is recorded the empty tomb.
第二个历史是犹太人的正史。
The second is about Jewish history.
这个写犹太人史的这个人是非常有名的历史学家，叫做约瑟夫。
It's a famous
historian.
Historian from Jewish people.
Joseph.
Joseph was his name.
他的记载里面说，耶稣的尸体不见了，然后他说他的门徒说他复活了。
There was no corpse in the tomb, and his disciples said he was resurrected.
那第三个。历史的文件就是我们今天手上所拿的圣经。
The third, of course, is Bible.
这个圣经所记载是坟墓空了，尸体不见了，而且耶稣从死里复活了。
The tomb was empty. There was no corpse. Jesus is risen.
所以这三个文件呢，都讲到一件事情。
Three documents all pointed to the same thing.
尸体不见了。
There's no body there.
在那个时候。没有任何一个文件说反驳这件事情。
It is irrefutable.
但是经过了200年之后
，After 200 years，
就有四种的理论开始出现。
But there are some major sects provided some disbelief about this series.
他们来说明说，耶稣其实是没有从死里复活。
They repute that Jesus was not risen.
第一个理论是说，耶稣并没有死，他只是昏过去了。
The first theory was Jesus was not dead, just fainted.
后来昏过去以后，从十字架上把他拿下来以后呢，他又活过来了。
After they took him down from the cross, then he revived.
因为他在十字架上昏迷了。
He was just fainted or swooned on the cross.
所以这个叫做耶稣未死论。
So they said he was never dead.
第二个理论是说地震论，或者是甚至讲错坟论。
The second theory was earthquake or the Rome tomb theory.
第二个理论里面讲到地震的时候，确实当时耶稣死的时候曾经发生地震。
There was a big earthquake happened when Jesus died on the cross.
所以地震的时候，刚刚好耶稣的坟墓的地方地裂开了。
So the ground broke when the earthquake.
然后耶稣的尸体就掉下去了。
So his body fell into the crack.
然后土那个地又合起来了。
And the surface recovered.
所以他的尸体不见了。
So that's why the body disappeared.
或者是说那一天的早上，他们去找耶稣的尸体的时候，跑错坟墓了。
Or the morning they went to the wrong tomb.
结果跑去的那个坟墓里面没有尸体。
Of course, they couldn't find Jesus' body there.
所以这是第二个理论。
This is the second Rome tomb theory.
第三个理论是说，罗马的政府呢，把尸体偷走了，叫做官方窃尸论。
The third theory was about Roman Empire stole the body.
第四个理论，那就是耶稣的门徒把他的尸体偷走了，门徒偷尸论。
The fourth one was Jesus' disciples stole the body.
所以这四个理论呢，成为一个反驳耶稣是死而复活的主。
All four theories dispute that there is really resurrection.
我们今天想借着圣经，我们来回答这样的问题。
Through Bible, we can provide answers.
第一个理论说耶稣并没有死。
About the first theory, Jesus was not dead.
我们将从三十一节，我们要念到第四十节。
From verses 31 to verses 40.
第三十一节，犹太人因这日是预备日，又因那安息日是个大日，就求比拉多叫人打断他们的腿，把他们拿去，免得尸首当安息日留在十字架上。
Now it was day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath, because the Jews did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath. They asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down.
于是兵丁来了，把头一个人的腿并与耶稣同钉第二个人的腿都打断了。
The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other.
只是来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了，就不打断他的腿。
But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his leg.
唯有一个兵拿枪砸他的肋旁，随即有血和水流出来。
Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water.
看见这事的那人就做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。
The man who saw it was given his testimony, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he tells the truth.And he testified so that you also may believe.
这些事成了，为要应验经上的话说，他的骨头一根也不可折断。
These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken.
经上又有一句话说，他们要仰望自己所砸的人。
And another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced.
这些事以后，有亚利马太人约瑟是耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人，就暗暗地做门徒。他来求比拉多，要把耶稣的身体领去。比拉多允准，他就把耶稣的身体领去了。
Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he was feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away.
又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着末药和沉香，约有一百斤前来。
He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds.
他们就照犹太人殡葬的规矩，把耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料裹好了。
Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs.
在这里我需要说明一些的事情，能够让我们了解整个的背景。
Now I want to tell you something about the historical backgrounds.
发生事情的那一个礼拜五叫做逾越节。
The Friday was the Passover.
逾越节事实上是在耶稣来之前1500年前，摩西带领犹太人离开埃及的时候所发生的事情。
5500 years ago, Moses took the Israelites out of Egypt. That's what Passover happened at that time.
神吩咐犹太人说，你们要杀一只羔羊。
God asked Jewish people to slaughter a lamb.
将他的血涂在你们的门楣跟门框上面。
Smear the body around the lintel and the door.
然后你们要吃这个羔羊的肉。
And you need the lamb's meat.
但是这个羔羊的骨头一根都不可以折断的。
But you cannot break any of the bones of the lamb.
结果接下来灭命的天使就出来击杀埃及地所有的长子。
Then the angel came and killed all the firstborn.
但是这个灭命的天使来到这个门的地方，看见有血的时候，他就跳越过去了，跳越逾越过去了，不进去击杀。
And the angel of death passed over the household with blood smeared on the door.
所以犹太人他们的家也涂上了血，所以他们的家里的长子都保留了性命。
So with blood, there's life.
但是由这个埃及人他们没有涂上这个血，所以进灭命的天使就进到家里面，将他们头生的长子击杀了。
Without the blood on the door, all the firstborn were killed.
这是西元前1500年所发生的事情。
That's 1500 BC.
也就是耶稣还没有来到这个世界1500年前发生了以后，犹太人世世代代都纪念这个日子，叫做逾越节。
So generation generation Jewish people observe Passover.
直到今天。
Until today.
犹太人仍然在过逾越节。
They still observe Passover.
这是关于逾越节，也就是耶稣也正在遵循他们民族的传统，在跟门徒一同过逾越节。
Jesus also followed the Jewish custom, observed the Passover.
这是第一件事情，关于逾越节的事情。
This is the first thing about Passover.
第二件事情就是十字架。
Second is the cross.
十字架是罗马帝国拿来指定外国人，就是不是罗马公民的人，用十字架来定死他们。
Cross is used to execute non-Romans on the cross.
他们不定自己的同胞，因为太残酷了。
Because it's so cruel, that's why they spared the Romans from crucifixion.
只有三种人可以会被钉十字架。
Only three kinds of criminal will be crucified.
反叛罗马帝国的。
The rebels.
杀人犯。
Murderer.
还有强奸犯。
And rapist.
这个十字架钉上去的时候，只钉上去了以后，只能等到死，尸体才可以从十字架上面拿下来。
Only until the people die can they be removed from the cross.
钉十字架就是他的手，这个地方钉一根钉子，这个手钉一个钉子。
Nails on both hands.
然后两个脚并在一起，再用一个钉子钉上去。
And one nails together for the ankles.
然后挂到上，挂到这个，把它竖起来，把十字架竖起来。
And then raise the cross.
十字架的残酷是因为它必须要延长很久的时间，人才会死的。
It was so cruel because it's a very protracted process to death.
十字架钉上去的时候，怎么会死呢
？How would people die on the cross?
有些人认为十字架钉上去死是因为流血而死的。
Some said from bleeding.
但是事实上不是的。
But it's not necessarily.
当我们身体只有这三根钉子钉上去的时候呢，你就发现整个身体就会往前面倾。
Because three nails is not enough to support the body, so your body lean forward on the cross.
所以当你身体往前倾的时候，你会有个困难。
A difficulty occurred.
那就是你的呼吸会困难的。
You can't breathe.
因为你的身体会慢慢的往下掉。
Because the gravity pulled your body down.
但是你必须要呼吸的时候，你必须让你的胸腔往上提，让你的横膈膜往下降。
But you want to breathe, your diaphragm had to go down.
那要有这个动作的时候呢，你就必须靠着你脚上那根钉子的力量把身体顶起来。
So you need to push your body up with the help of the nail to.
你就必须趁这么短暂的时间，赶快把空气吸进去。
With a brief moment, you can just hardly breathe.
但是你不久以后，你又疲倦了，你又身体又往下掉了。
Shortly you got tired, you fell down.
所以你必须再用你的脚的钉子再把身体再顶上来，再吸一口气。
So you push your body up and try to breathe again.
到最后，你实实在在越来越疲倦的时候，你就再也没办法把身体顶上来了。
Once you get more tired, you are unable to push your body up.
你最后是窒息而死的。
And you suffocated to death.
那我再讲一件事情，第三件事情就是预备日。
What about the preparation?
预备日是礼拜五的之前，晚上六点之前叫做预备日。
It started from 6 p.m. on Friday.
礼拜五的晚上六点以后就开始进入安息日了。
The Sabbath started 6 p.m. Friday.
按照犹太人规矩，安息日一开始的时候，什么工作都不可以做的。
According to Jewish tradition, you can't do anything during Sabbath.
所以他们去跟罗马的巡抚 弹出一个不成文的规定。
That's why Jewish people asked the Roman.
如果犹太人必须被处死的话，请你让这个钉在十字架上的人能够在六点以前，礼拜五六点以前一定要让他死的。
So if Jewish people crucified, please let them die before 5 p.m. Friday.
因为他们说安息日的时候连尸体也不能挂在这个十字架上面。
So even during Sabbath, the body should not allow to stay on the cross.
所以尸体不能留在十字架上，在安息日的时候不能留在十字架上面，所以等于是六点，礼拜五六点，下午六点以前呢，这个人一定必须要死，而且还给需要给一段时间能够去处理这个尸体。
Because they need time to prepare for the burial.
好，我们有这三个了解了以后，我们现在来看这件事情。
With these understanding, let's look back.
我们要回答第一个问题。
How can we answer those theories?
因为有人说耶稣并没有死。
Some said Jesus was not dead.
当他们被定的时候，时间快到了，安息日快到了，所以这些在下面的兵丁要去检查到底这上面定的人死了没有。
When Sabbath approached, the Roman soldiers will check whether they're about to die.
所以来到第一个强盗的，看到他并没有死。
So when they saw the first robbers next to Jesus, he was not dead.
要让他很快的能够死，只有一个方法。
They want to speed up the process. There's only one way.
他们就拿那个枪对着他的腿骨打断他。
So they broke his legs.
所以他再也不能用那个脚的钉子的力量把身体顶上来。
He was not able to push his body up.
这个时候他整个身体就是两只钉子挂在上面。
Only two nails hung his body.
只要五分钟，这个人就会死的。
In 5 minutes,
因为他没有办法呼吸。
Because he can't breathe.
所以来到第二个强盗的时候，看他还在动，所以再把他的腿打断。
The next robber was the same, so they broke his leg too.
帮助他能够早点死。
Expedite process.
但是来到耶稣那里，看见他好像已经死了。
When they approached Jesus, he was dead.
所以他们就没有打断他的腿。
They didn't break his legs.
但是这个兵呢，是检查这个人是死了没有，所以他用什么方法？他用枪把他砸到他的肋旁去。
They want to make sure. That's why they use the spear, pierce his side.
当一个人昏迷过去的时候，
If he was just fainted,
我们大脑没有什么作用了。
We can't think.
但是我们的脊髓反应会反映出，如果还活的时候，你刺一下的话，他身体会震动的。
But there was spinal reflex. If you touched, you will be moving.
所以这个兵丁是用枪砸他的肋旁，是要刺刺看他有没有反应。
The spear is test the spinal reflex.
并且刺进去以后，那个枪拔出来的时候呢，有血和水流出来了。
And bring out the sudden flow of blood and water.
也就是有一个红色的跟一个透明的两种液体流出来了。
So a blood and some clear fluid mixture coming out.
这就是它的血红素跟它的血清已经分离了。
That means the hemoglobin and serum separated.
这个就是一个人死亡的记号。
This is the sign of death.
在当时没有医学，他没有办法形容。这种名词
There's no proper description.
所以他这里记载说，看见这事的那人就做见证，因为他看到的他就写出来。
So the man who saw it has given his testimony.
他的血和水流出来了。
So they said the flow of his blood and water.
这是一个死亡的正确的记号。
This is a true description of death.
我们再回来看上帝的预言。
And about the prophecy.
在耶稣之前1500年前的时候，上帝吩咐他们说，你们要杀那个羔羊。
1500 years ago, God asked Jewish people to slaughter a lamb.
那只羔羊，它的骨头不可以折断的。
And the lamb's bone could not be broken.
那只羔羊就是预表着1500年以后要来的那位耶稣。
This is a prediction of the coming of Jesus.
因为经上说，如果那个上帝的羔羊，它的骨头一根都不可以折断的。
The Lord of Lamb, the bone cannot be broken.
如果他还没有死的话，他们就打断他的腿。
If Jesus was not dead, his leg would be broken.
上帝的预言就毁了。
Then the promise was no true.
因为圣经说他的骨头一根都不可以折断。
Because the scripture said no bones was broken.
耶稣被处死，他没有办法选择那个日子。
Jesus couldn't pick the date of his death.
但是他死竟然死在逾越节。
But he died on the day of Passover.
你可不可以想象1500年前，耶稣西元前1500年前的时候，神要杀的羔羊那一天是逾越节。
Imagine, is a coincidence. 15 years ago, the Lord of Lamb died on Passover.
结果耶稣竟然死在逾越节那一天。
Jesus died on the Passover.
并且他的骨头一根都没有折断。
And none of one of his bones will be broken.
经上又有一句话说，他们要仰望自己所砸的人。
And as another scripture says, they will look upon the one they have pierced.
圣经的预言完全的应验在耶稣的身上。
The prophecy completely fulfilled.
在这里我们很清楚的看见，当他们把耶稣的尸体拿下来以后，他们拿了100斤的香膏来膏耶稣。
They used 75 of myrrh and aloes to prepare his body.
那个香膏就好像油漆一样。
The mixture is just like a paint.
100斤的油漆啊，抹在一个人的身上。
Imagine apply 75 pounds of paint on the body.
我们的皮肤需要呼吸的。
The skin need to breathe.
然后再用麻布一圈一圈的把它捆起来。
And wrap around with linen.
如果十字架上面还没有死的话，这样捆起来以后也要死的。
If Jesus was not dying on the cross, the pain and the linen will make him die.
所以事实上，我们在这里看见这些的证据摆在大家的面前。
So this is the proof for everybody.
第一件事情，耶稣并没有死，不攻而破。
So you cannot say Jesus was not dead.
他确实死了。
He indeed was dead.
他的母亲亲眼看见他被钉在十字架上面。
His mother saw it.
罗马的刑法一定要十字架，一定要死了，尸体才可以拿下来。
Roman's law indicates only the dead people can be removed from the cross.
钉钉的枪砸到他的肋旁，知道他是死的。
And the soldier pierced his side, proved he was dead.
血和水流出来，也验证他是死的。
And a mixture of blood.And water.
香膏，膏在他身上的这些东西一定会让他死的。
And the myrrh and aloe will make him die also.
所以第一件事情，耶稣没有死，是站不住脚的。
So there's no grounds on the first theory. Jesus was not dead.
我们接下来还要来回答第二个问题，就是地震论和错坟论。
About the second theory, earthquake and the wrong tomb.
第41节，在耶稣钉十字架的地方有一个园子，园子里有一座新坟墓，是从来没有葬过人的。
Verses 41, at the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid.
只因是犹太人的预备日，又因那坟墓近，他们就把耶稣安放在那里。
Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。
Early on the first day of the week, when it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance.
就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：“有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。”
So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him."
彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去。
So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb.
两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓。
Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first.
低头往里看，就看见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。
He bent over and looked in, and strip of linen lying there, but did not go in.
西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里。
Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb and saw the strip of linen lying there.
又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。
As well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head, the cloth was folded up by itself, separated from the linen.
先到坟墓的那个门徒也进去，看见就信了。
Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw it and believed.
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。
They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。
Then the disciple went back to their homes.
这个坟墓不是任何人随便的一般人的坟墓。
This is not just any tomb.
这个坟墓就是那个约瑟的家坟。
This is the household tomb of Joseph.
在第三十八节讲到这个亚利马太人约瑟啊，他是一个财主。
We talk about Joseph of Arimathea. He was a rich person.
他在当地有很高的地位。
He's a high society.
所以他可以去见当地的当时的巡抚比拉多。
That's why.He can approach Pilate, the governor.
这个园子是他的园子。
The garden belongs to him.
一个有钱人的话，他们有自己的家坟。
The rich people, their family own their own tomb.
这个坟墓不是像我们中国人是在地上的坟墓。
This is not like our Chinese tomb.
是一个像石头壁的坟墓。
It was dug from a big rock.
他必须挖进去啊，像一个洞一样挖进去。
You have to dig into the rock.
挖一个这样的坟墓呢，大概至少要半年的时间。
It takes at least 6 months to dig a tomb.
如果是家坟的话，不需要挖很多个。
You don't need many for a family tomb.
而且一个坟墓是旧坟墓或新坟墓，很容易辨别的。
You can tell whether it's new or old.
因为旧坟墓表示里面还有什么，还有尸体的。
If it's old.There would be other bodies in there.
这个家坟的话，就是他们有的人死了，就把它放在里面。
The family just bury for the family members.
所以家里的人可以认得出来，这一个是谁，这个是谁。
Of course, family member will recognize the bodies individually.
约瑟的家有这样的一个坟墓。
It belongs to Joseph.
所以当他们去找坟墓的时候，他们跑去的方向，他们知道约瑟的家，因为这是一个固定的地方。
They know where Joseph lived and the garden.
是他自己的家坟。
He owned the tomb.
而且是一个新的坟墓。
And it's a new tomb.
所以他们很容易可以辨别是哪一个坟墓。
It's readily recognizable.
并且刚才讲到，当他们来到坟墓的时候，看见里面这个尸体呢是需要放了高箱高了以后呢，需要用布啊把它捆起来的。
Because it was prepared with myrrh, alloy, and strips of linen.
所以当他们去的时候，看见坟墓的里面，耶稣的头部呢，也是另外一种不同品质的麻布把它捆起来的。
And they not only linen, they also saw the cloth wrap around Jesus' head.
结果他们进去看的时候，是裹头的布呢放在一边。
And they set the cloth around the head on one side.
尸体的布呢放在另外一边。
And the strips of linen on the other side.
如果是地震的话，这个地震是很不容易能够震的，只有尸体震下去，结果布还留在那个地方的。
If there was an earthquake, it would be inconceivable the body disappeared, but the cloth around the head and the linen of strips remain.
一定是尸体跟这些裹尸巾一起就掉到地里面去的。
Everything should drop into the crack together.
所以不可能是地震的原因让尸体不见了。
So it was impossible that the earthquake swallowed the body only.
所以这样我们要回答那些认为跑错坟墓或者是地震，你们是站不住的。
So you can see, it's wrong to believe the earthquake or the wrong tomb theory.
那第三个问题，他们说是罗马的政府偷去的。第四个问题说是他的门徒偷去的。
The third and fourth theory is about.People stole the body, either from Romans or disciples.
那如果是一个偷尸体的那个贼呢，一定是很笨的贼。
It must be a stupid thief.
因为他必须把那个布拿掉以后，只是偷尸体，那布留在那个地方。
Why he just stole the body and left the strips of linen behind?
他如果是在很短暂时间要偷走的话，他会整个都就带走了。
It would be just easier to took everything away.
那我们来回答第三个问题。他说官方把尸体偷走了。
What about Romans?
当时 耶稣要从死里复活是预先已经预言了。
So it's in the prophecy that Jesus will be resurrected.
所以当耶稣复活了以后，四十天之后，彼得就跑到圣殿去了。
So 40 days after he resurrected, he came to the temple.
他到圣殿的前面只讲一件事情。
He only mentioned one thing.
耶稣从死里复活了。
He is risen.
他没有讲很大的道理。
He didn't say anything.
他只是告诉一个事实。
He was just telling the fact.
耶稣从死里复活了。
He is risen.
结果呢，引起很多的人到那个地方聚集在那个圣殿的前面。
That attracted many people to the temple.
等他告诉他们耶稣从死里复活的时候，要他们接受耶稣为救主的时候，当时就有3000个人接受了耶稣。
3,000 people believe on the spot.
再隔几天以后，彼得再一次去讲道的时候，有5000个人接受了耶稣了。
Couple of days later, after Peter's preaching, 5,000 accept and believe.
一下子上千的这么多的人召集聚集在这个圣殿的前面，对当时的罗马政府来讲，那一定是一个警觉的事情。
So it was a threat to the supremacy of Roman's government.
因为殖民者最重要的一件事情就是稳定安定。
So the Romans want stability.
如果这么多人的聚集，就有担忧会暴动的。
Too many people got together, there's always a chance of getting a riot or something.
如果罗马政府把尸体偷去的话，非常的简单。
It was very easy for Romans to steal the body.
因为彼得在那里宣告的事情就是说，这位耶稣从死里复活了。
Because Peter said he's risen.
罗马政府说：“你说这样子吗？请各位看，尸体就在这里。
”And the Roman government would say, "Is that so?" And they would show the body.
三千人就会散开了
，and the people will be dispersed.
5000人就会离开了
，and another 5,000 will be dispersed.
对罗马政府官方来讲，是一个非常容易做的事情。
So it'll be so easy for Roman government to disperse the crowd.
所以第三件事情，罗马的官方把尸体偷走了，是站不住的。
So Roman did not steal the body.
我们现在来回答第四个问题。
What about the fourth one?
是记载在罗马这个约翰福音第20章第19节开始。
So started from Book of John, verses 19.
那日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。
After he saw this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
And with that, he breathed on them and said.Receive the Holy Spirit.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
If you forgive anyone on his sin, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
那十二个门徒中有称为低图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。
Now Thomas called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciple when Jesus came.
那些门徒就对他说。我们已经看见主了，多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”
So the other disciple told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hand, and put my fingers where the nail were, and put my hands into his side, I will not believe it."
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the door were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
就对多马说：“伸过你的指头来，摸我的手；伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁。不要疑惑，总要信。”
Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here. See my hands. Reach out your hands and put it into my side.Stop doubting and believe."
多马说：“我的主，我的神。”
Thomas said to him, My Lord and my God.
耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
Then Jesus told them, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
多马是一个实事求是的人。
Thomas is a person of fact.
他是一个非常有科学训练的人。
He has scientific mind.
我看见了我才信。
To see is to believe.
所以他需要证据的。
He want proof.
你随随便便说一些我不会相信的。
He won't just believe in speaking.
当耶稣第一次向他门徒显现的时候，多马不在旁边。
When Jesus first appeared to disciples, Thomas was not there.
而且那个时候门都关起来的。
And the door was locked.
结果耶稣就突然就在他们当中出现了。
And Jesus suddenly appeared among them.
我们要知道复活的耶稣可以穿墙而入的。
No, after...Jesus revived, he can go through doors.
物质的东西已经没有办法约束他的。
Material thing cannot stop him anymore.
而且你可以知道，他们把门关起来，因为他们害怕会被牵连。
Because they're afraid the Jews would prosecute them.
但是多马不在，所以他没有看见耶稣。
Thomas was not there the first time. He did not see Jesus in person.
后来门徒告诉多马说：“我们看见了耶稣。”
After the other disciple told him.
他说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，并且用我的指头探入那钉痕，并且用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信的。”
He said, "I need to see the nail marks and touch his side."
过了八天以后，耶稣在他们当中出现了。
8 days later, Jesus appeared again among them.
他就指着多马说：“你过来。”
So he asked Thomas, "Come forward."
用你的指头摸我的手。
Touch my hands.
伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁。
Touch my side.
不要疑惑，总要信。
Believe, do not doubt.
多马在这个时候就说：“我的主，我的神。”
And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God."
这位多马后来传道，最后他到了印度。
So Thomas spread the gospel all the way to India.
今天在印度的北方有一个小小的教堂。
There's a small church in the northern part of India.
教堂的前面有一个石碑。
In front, there was a plaque.
那个石碑上面写着，就是这位多马来到这个地方，在这个地方被人殉道而死的。
Inscribed that he was martyred there.
我的主，我的神。
My Lord and my God.
十二个门徒里面，除了一个犹大背叛主自杀上吊了以外
，All 12 disciples, other than Judas, suicide after he betrayed Jesus.
剩下的十一个门徒里面，只有约翰活到九十八岁。
Only John survived to 98 years old.
剩下那十个门徒全部都殉道而死。
All the rest became martyr.
他们这十个人只传一件事情而已。
They only spread one gospel.
我们亲眼看见耶稣死了。
We witnessed the death of Jesus.
他被埋在坟墓里面三天。
He was buried for 3 days.
三天之后，他从死里复活了。
He was risen after 3 days.
这是我们亲眼看见的事实。
This is our own witness.
就是因为就传述这件事实，十个人一个一个殉道而死。
Just this one fact, they don't mind die for Jesus.
我们知道一个普通的人的理智，他可以用一个虚假的谎言去骗很多的人。
We know we'll be taken one time or the other.
这个谎言可以使别人被骗了。
Lies can make people believe.
但是一个正常人不会用一个谎言来骗自己。
But a normal person will not lie to himself.
因为如果是门徒把尸体偷去的话，他知道这个是一个谎言。
If disciples stole the body, they knew it was a lie.
那他可以用这个谎言来骗别人。
They can use the lie to cheat others.
可以当中取好处。
To obtain profits.
但是他不可能用一个虚假的，自己都知道这是谎言，然后最后把自己的命因为这个谎言而送上死刑。
But they will not die for the lie.
他们用他们自己的生命对你我来说话。
They spoke with their own lives.
我们没有偷耶稣的尸体。
We did not steal the body.
我们用我们的生命来对你说，这是真实的事情。
We prove with our own life that it's true, that he's risen.
耶稣在门徒的面前另外行了许多的神迹，没有记载在这书上。
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these are the written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
耶稣也可以向其他的教主讲很多很好听的道理。
Jesus can spread many good things, like cherry, like sugarcoating a lot of things.
但是怎么证明说我所说的话是真的呢？
But how can he prove what he said was true?
耶稣死第三天从死里复活。
He died and resurrected on the third day.
如果他实实在在是从死里复活的话，我们就可以返回来来证明他以前所讲的话是真实的。
His resurrection proved what he said has been true.
因为没有一个人能够胜过死亡。
Nobody conquered death other than Jesus.
如果他能够胜过死亡的话，他所说的话就是真实的。
If he can conquer death, what he said has to be true.
那他所曾经说我为世人的罪而被钉死，使罪得赦免，这句话就变成是真的。
So his death can redeem our sins.
那这句话如果是真的话，就给你有一个空间，一个时间，你可以去思想，你是不是有罪。
So we have to think whether we have sin in our lives.
你曾经说谎过吗？
Have you lied?
你曾经恨人过吗？
Have you hate anybody?
你曾经嫉妒别人吗？
Have you jealous about others?
如果这些也是真实的话，
If you have done that,
他说，我为你的罪而死，我可以使你的罪得到赦免，那这句话就是可以信的。
I can die for your sin, Jesus said.It's true.
并且他说使信我的人可以得永生。
Whoever believes in me will have everlasting life.
他用胜过死亡来证明这句话是真实的。
He proved by conquering death, he can die for our sin, redeem our sin.
圣经罗马书告诉我们，
Books Roman,
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
这里只有两件事情对你提出，让你去思考。
Two things you have to pay attention.
你愿意用你的口来承认他是主宰，他是生命的主宰吗？
Confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord.
如果他能够从死里复活，你这个承认，你这个口里的宣告是有意义的。
If you believe he resurrected, that what you said is meaningful.
并且你今天圣经的话对你说的时候，让你的心里里面，你自己没有欺骗自己，你自己的心里面，你觉得我可以相信。他真的是从死里复活的。
You have to be frank with yourself. You truly believe.
Jesus was resurrected.
Jesus was resurrected.
所以你若是口里愿意承认他是主，你心里相信他真的是从死里复活的话，你只要这两个条件，上帝对你说，你就是一个得救的人了。
Two things. If you believe Jesus is Lord and Jesus is resurrected, you will be saved.
你的罪，上帝会赦免你。
God will forgive all your sins,
并且把他的永生要赐给你，
and give you eternal life.
就这么简单的一件事情而已。
It's a very simple thing.
不是叫你做什么什么什么事情，只有这两件事情。你愿意用你的口来承认他是主宰，并且你真的知道你的心里面确实可以相信，这个不是虚假的，不是捏造的，是真实的。竟然我的心里面可以相信他从死里复活。
You don't need to work for your salvation. Just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he's risen.
接下来有一个祷告。
Let's pray.
Not yet. 我要把祷告的内容跟你说明。
I will pray for you, and let me tell you the contents of my prayers first.
第一个，我要认他是我的主。
We have to admit Jesus is Lord.
所以我用了嘴巴称他为主耶稣。
Confess with our mouths, Jesus is Lord.
然后我要要求他进，请他进到我的心灵里面来。
And ask him to come into my heart.
对，对我来讲，我现在已经没有怀疑了。
I have no doubt in my heart.
他真的是为我的罪而死。
He died for my sins.
并且我真的相信他是从死里复活的。
I truly believe he's risen.
我想请求他做我拯救我的救主。
Ask him to be my savior.
并且做我的主。
Be my Lord.
并且要带领我的一生。
Lead me throughout my life.
并且求他赐下福分给我和我的一家。
Give me blessing to me and my family.
我要奉主耶稣基督的名来打这样的祷告。
I will pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
这就是祷告的内容。
This is the contents of my prayer.
如果你口里愿意承认。
If you're willing to confess with your mouth.
而且你自己知道你心里真的是相信的。
And you truly believe in your heart.
那这样你就可以这样做这个祷告。
You can pray with me.
你就没有什么困难了。
There will be no difficulty.
这个祷告了之后，上帝就赦免你的罪。
And God will
forgive
and God will forgive your sins.
并且将永生赐给你。
And give you eternal life.
如果你觉得可以的话，我现在祷告一句，请你跟着我祷告一句。
Follow me.
你要真诚的从你的心里发出这样的祷告。
From your heart.
我开始先用中文祷告，请中文的弟兄姐妹跟着我一起祷告。然后接下来 ，after the Chinese prayer, then you can follow me in English. 我们一起低头祷告。主耶稣，
主耶稣，
请你从心灵里面对他发出这样的祷告。主耶稣，
主耶稣，
主耶稣啊，
主耶稣啊，
求你进入我的心，
求你进入我的心。
我相信你，
我相信你，
为我的罪死，
为我的罪死。
我相信你，
我相信你，
从死里复活，
从死里复活，
做我的救主，
做我的救主，
做我的主，
做我的主，
带领我的一生，
带领我的一生，
赐福我和我的一家，
赐福我和我的一家。
奉主耶稣的名祷告，
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
阿门，
阿门。
Okay, let's pray in English.Please follow me or repeat after me if you were touched by today's message. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
please express your calling upon him from your heart. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
oh Lord Jesus,
oh Lord Jesus,
come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I believe you died for my sin.
You died for my sin.
I believe.You were resurrected.
You were resurrected.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Guide me all my life.
Guide me all my life.
Bless me and my family.
Bless me and my family.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, 我们现在要来唱一首诗歌。